Welcome back, Wisconsin and beyond. I'm Maggie Dawn. Here on the Civic Media Radio Network, my big thanks to Mini Timuraju, President and CEO of the Reproductive Freedom for All organization. She's canvassing nationwide to help turn out the vote for pro-choice candidates up and down the ballots. She's here in Wisconsin, stumping for Tammy Baldwin, Dr. Lyerly, and others. Thanks so much to Minnie. She mentioned a new ad that just dropped from the Kamala Harris campaign. Now, I'm going to have to set this up, and I'm going to give everybody a trigger warning. The ad audio is largely Donald Trump's repeated statements in different contexts about wanting to ban abortion, that women should be punished when they get abortions. But we're going to put the link to the ad in the show notes for today. And I'm going to ask each and every one of you, if you're listening, to take the time after this show is over, if you're in your car, to pull over. If you're at home, I want you to get out your phones. I want you to open up your laptops. I want you to go to civicmedia.us. I want you to go find my show page, and I want you to find today's show notes from the second half of the show. And I want you to find the link to this ad, and I want you to watch it. Because the ad is compelling, not simply for reminding us what Donald Trump has said, that he takes credit for banning abortion, takes credit for overturning Roe v. Wade, and the condescending garbage that he feeds to Americans about wanting to be women's protectors. Of course not. You're a serially credibly accused sexual assaulter. You don't care about women. But what is compelling in this ad needs to be seen. So I'm going to ask everybody to do this. If you are listening, please take the 5 minutes to go look this up. Again, civicmedia.us. You go to the show page, go to the show for today. It's going to be in the second half. We'll include the link. Because they share a story of Andrea and her husband who got pregnant. They've always wanted kids in 2022. And at 16 weeks, she had a miscarriage. But because of Donald Trump's abortion ban, she could receive no care to prevent the infection that took hold of her body because of that miscarriage. And it spread and caused a life-threatening septic infection that she had to have an incredibly traumatic 6-hour surgery to save her life. She is permanently scarred. And Andrea and her husband do not know if they will ever have kids, if she can ever get pregnant again, because of Donald Trump and people like Eric Hovde and Derek Van Orten and Tony Weed. So let's take a listen.
Her blanket.
It's her and her husband holding a baby blanket that they bought.
First of all, I'm the one that got rid of Roe v. Wade.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion?
There has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah, there has to be some form.
Women will be happy, healthy, confident, and free. You will no longer be thinking about abortion. It's all they talk about, abortion. You will no longer be abandoned, lonely, or scared. You will no longer have anxiety. You will be protected, and I will be your protector.
Does Donald Trump think we're stupid? Because everything that he is saying and doing today tells us that he thinks that you're stupid. That you don't know the difference between lies and the truth. That you don't know the difference between political spin and a dictator. That you don't know the difference between a reasonable policy debate and the preservation of democratic norms and principles and our very election process. Donald Trump thinks you're stupid. Because only a man who's been credibly accused many times of sexual assault would have the audacity to tell women that you will be protected and I will be your protector. Because I know one woman who knows damn well that Donald Trump ain't a protector of women. Her name's Andrea. And I know a man that knows damn well Donald Trump ain't going to protect women and never has. That's Andrea's husband. So I'm going to ask you, it's a personal favor to me. Please check out the ad. We've got the link. It will be in our show notes from today's show. Calvin's going to put it there. Because I got to share with you all something. The last weekend was not a good one for me. I had two separate experiences of men presuming all kinds of things about me and acting in certain ways. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of men like that. I'm sick of Donald Trump. And we need to move forward because I ain't going back. You ain't going back. We ain't going back. That's going to do it for me today. Tomorrow, I dig into John Kelly's blockbuster New York Times interview with Tom Paulsowitz. You got Dom Salvi up next. You don't want to miss that. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together.